Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are some legal ramifications hitting college sports. And we touched on it yesterday a little bit. I've heard it said, and I don't know that this is an extreme or if it's not an extreme, that college sports as we know it, even the different version that we've known as of late, is never going to be the same. Guessing that's true. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan Wetzel joins us. Was with Yahoo for 22 years, now with ESPN. Dan, before we get to the college, new gig treating you okay? Everything good?
Going well so far.
Good.
Still employed.
Well,
Still employed.
Congratulations for you. That's always the first thing. When you heard the legal ramifications of the college stuff, college is now able to have employees, athletes, one and the same. Your initial thought was what?
Well, they're able to share revenue directly. They're not employing them. And that is a key distinction that they will eventually they're going to have to employ them, I think. But we're probably like two or three more legal cases away from that. But they're able to directly share revenue, which is the same thing, except, not quite. What did I think? I'm not sure. This was expected. We were kind of waiting for the ratification of it. It's the official end of amateurism in college athletics. I mean, you're going to have, an Ohio State give ticket revenue, use the money they have for ticket revenue and media rights and donations and merch sales and all that, and they're going to directly compensate the players. But I actually think it kind of brings back the old system of under-the-table payments, the potential for abuse, the potential for all sorts of things in terms of football and basketball, because there's sort of an artificial cap on how much they're going to be able to pay these kids. So what we had the last few years is pretty wild, but it was mainly because the under the table stuff was out in the open, and it might have been jarring to some, but now we're kind of putting it back under the table.
So give me an example of under the table gets paid in the new system. Like how does that work?
So there's $20.5 million next year that a school can pay. Almost the vast majority of it is going to go to football players. Mm-hmm. And men's basketball. But let's say you've got to dole that out through your whole team. So if you look at that amount of money, it's really not, forgive me, but it's not that much money when you have a 85 person football team and a 12 man men's basketball team. Right. So you can say, hey, we're going to give $500,000 to this player. Let's say, let's go with like a Jeremiah Smith. We're going to give $1 million to Jeremiah Smith. Well, he certainly is worth $1 million. Sure. He's actually worth more than that. Well, then he can still get NIL deals. So car dealership in Columbus wants to pay him another $100,000, whatever, they can do it. But what stops a car dealership somewhere else to try to get them to transfer and say, we're going to pay you $500,000. And then there's going to be a clearinghouse to say, well, what is Jeremiah Smith's actual worth? Does he deserve $500,000 or deserve $100,000? And maybe it's only $100,000, but what if we give, there's so many routes to say, well, we'll give you $100,000, but then we'll give you another $100,000 over here. We'll give your agent or middleman there. Like, just the same way they used to do it. Once you start capping and saying what someone is worth without making them employees and making them sign contracts like in pro sports, it's, you know, your value is whatever someone's going to pay you, just like anything is, whether it's your salary or your house or a piece of artwork that I may sit there and say, I wouldn't hang that on my wall for free. Somebody else may say that's worth $1 million. That's a cherished piece, right? So whatever your value is, so trying to determine what the actual value of a person in terms of their endorsement potential or what's a reasonable NIL deal is going to be fraught with lawsuits, abuse, all sorts of stuff, I think, because you just really can't do it. You know, what was Caitlin Clark worth when she was at the University of Iowa? If you have like an algorithm or you take history and you say, well, she's an All-American basketball player, maybe she's worth $50,000. Well, she's worth a heck of a lot more than that because she's Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. So trying to navigate all of this, this is not the solution to whatever problem, if there was a problem that college sports was dealing with. It's sort of a step in that solution, but it's going to be right back to where there's going to be the same stuff there's always been in the past. These players are worth more than what college sports is saying they're getting paid. And as long as that's the case, there's going to be abuse in anything. You can't really stop the wheels of capitalism.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Wetzel joining us. I threw out a thought yesterday, and Dan with ESPN. I threw out a thought yesterday. What if, and I picked Eastern Michigan. What if Eastern Michigan said, you know what, we're in. Well, yeah, we'll pay $20 million, but we think we need to get a big-time quarterback. And they call fill-in-the-blank, top-notch NCAA quarterback and say, would you transfer here for $10 million a year?
Right.
Could stuff like that happen?
Oh, absolutely. Now, would a player sit there and say, who am I throwing it to?
Yes.
Right? Who's blocking? it absolutely can happen. I'll give you a very interesting one that 100% can happen.
All
okay,
right.
So let's say there's 20 million. Let's just say there's 20 million. So let's say Ohio State spends 18 million of that on football, 17 million of that on football, which they're going to need to. And they've got $2-3 million left over. They've got now 32 sports to go with. Maybe the men's basketball gets another two million of it, and there's 1 million left for everyone else. So let's say their men's basketball roster is worth $2 million. Then you go to St. John's. Okay, they don't have a football program. They can spend $20 million, and they can say, we're going to put $18 million of it into basketball. And we have a booster, and they do, a billionaire booster, who can make that $20 million up in donations to our athletic department totally legally and cover the cost, because St. John's athletic department is far smaller than Ohio State's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the moneymaker of Buckeye football. So their budget might be $80 million. Ohio State's is $260 million or something like that. But you cover that $20 million and you put it in there, and now St. John's has a men's basketball roster worth $18 million, and Ohio State has one worth two. Ohio State's not competitive anymore in men's basketball. The whole Big East, schools like that can do that. You could change it and put, let's say, the University of Maine, and you want to do it for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're going to spend $18 million on hockey, and a school like Ohio State or anyone else that has football is like, well, we got $500,000. That's the most we can spend on our – you're no longer competitive. So let's not make it Ohio State, because I don't want to accuse anyone cheating, but let's say school X that is in that situation, are their men's basketball team going to sit there and say, oh, I guess we're just not any good anymore? Or are they going to find a workaround to catch up?
Can't you balance that out with NIL, though?
You can catch up that way. What's that?
Can you balance it out with NIL?
Well, but only to a point. You can say, okay, that car dealer wants the star player, but is it worth $18 million? Right? So some of these roster, the way this could get done, pretty simply, even legally, is if I'm sitting at St. John's, you're going, this is great. I can make this work. If you get the right boosters to cover the cost, these basketball schools will have an enormous advantage. It could be Dayton. Could be Xavier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right in the state. You just sit there and say, hey, we don't have football. We don't have to pay a football roster. All we're paying is basketball. All we're paying is hockey. All we're doing is this. So the broad-based athletic department, can you still be good at everything the way an Ohio State, a Michigan, a Florida, a Texas is? Hard to say unless you're going to try to find a way around that or work around to catch up. So there's all sorts of, like, believe me, you talk to coaches right now, college coaches, they'll all be like, oh, we're gonna try to do this, or we think we can do this. Like, in the history of college athletics, they had this massive rule book, right? And it was massive because every time they wrote down a rule, the first thing everyone did was, well, how do I get around that? And so we're kind of back to that. I know people got really jarred by the idea of, hey, you can just spend whatever you want. But it was a deregulated market, and everything was on the table. And it wasn't necessarily bad. I didn't think it was bad at all for football. A school like Ohio State spent most of its money keeping its players from going to the NFL, right?
True. That's very true.
And then they win. The year before, it's the exact same thing Michigan did. They kept all their mid-round draft picks, and then they win the national title. What's Penn State doing this year? Keeping all their mid-round draft picks. Those schools never, like, Ohio State could compete for national titles, but Penn State and Michigan never did. Notre Dame made the final. They haven't been in the final since the 80s, right? TCU made a final. More schools are able to compete in the, quote, Wild West that made everyone uncomfortable than the old system where everything gets put underground. But there's so many loopholes and so many little angles here that if you just read the headline, it's very confusing. But believe me, if you're a basketball or a hockey coach or whatever you are, you're thinking of those angles and saying, hey, how can I beat this? And so in terms of men's basketball, I don't necessarily think this will happen, but those Big East basketball schools, those types of schools have an enormous advantage now in paying players over the Big Ten and the SEC because they're not burdened by football.
It's a great angle. Dan, great insight. We appreciate you being with us as always, and congrats on the new gig.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Dan Wetzel, ESPN, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.